The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Good Old Podcast. I'm Jackie French, Julie for Wahoo's 24/7. Before we get started, why don't you go ahead and like this video if you're on YouTube, and go ahead and head over to wherever you listen to your podcast, either be on Spotify or Apple, and leave us a review and rate us. It will help us continue to grow the podcast, since all those things help us with the algorithm. And of course, all our content is always available on Wahoo's 24/7 on a 24/7 network. And obviously, if you log on to Wahoo's 24/7, you have access to all the 24/7 sites. So if you want to know more about Boston College, the team Virginia is facing this week, then you can go ahead and you don't have to pay extra to read about Boston College or any other team that Virginia faces this year in both football and basketball. So let's get right to it. Virginia is looking for the first win of the season when they travel to Boston to face the Eagles. Both of these teams are aiming for the first ACC win. Both of these teams have had quite an interesting early part of the year. You can say that they both have done a good job to hurt themselves on the field, and they've missed a few opportunities to secure wins. If you look at the game against Florida State, Boston College gave FSU a game. But then against Louisville, it was a game where the defense just let Louisville run ragged. So it was a different team for both of those. And AJ Black from Eagle Insider will be joining us on the show in the second half to talk about Boston College a little bit more. We're going to start off by just mentioning a little bit of the key matchups in my mind for Virginia when they faced off at Boston College. One of the things that I'm interested to see is, it feels like it's always a cliche in football, but it is the battle of the trenches between Virginia's offensive line and Boston College defensive line. Boston College defensive line has only sacked a quarterback four times this season. The O-line for Virginia is better than what it was the first couple of games. The move with Brian Stevens moving to center and then Ty Furnish moving to right guard has certainly made an impact, especially with the snaps. Now, there's still some issues in that O-line. They still need to do a better job. I mean, every coach will always tell you that, but the O-line has shown progress just with that move. Now, I asked Des Kitchings on Wednesday if he thought if he would, you know, consider moving Ugonna Nana from tackle to guard. Remember, Ugonna Nana, when he first started in the spring, when he first transferred from Houston, he was more of a guard. He played right guard. However, because of injuries and because of everything, they moved him to tackle. That's where he's been playing. But Jimmy Crist is healthy, so that's why I asked the possibility of him moving. And Des Kitchings said no. He thinks he's going to keep Ugonna Nana at that position right now because he's getting better every day. So the expectation is Ugonna Nana will stay at that tackle position. But again, that is a battle in the trenches that is one to keep an eye on. The other thing I'm keeping an eye on is that BC secondary versus Virginia's very talented wide receivers. And to be fair, also running back Kobe Pace, who has been used in the passing game for UVA. I think Virginia has a couple good one-on-one matchups there when you look at how physical and how big Malachi Fields is and compared to Boston College's DBs. And if you watch the tape when they played Louisville, now defense did pretty solid against FSU, but then had that game against Louisville. But you can also say the FSU didn't have quite the best game. But again, that is a one-on-one matchup. And those are the matchups I think Virginia could get the edge. The other question, obviously, is Tony Musket is expected to start. Now, Tony Elliott said that, and Chris Kitchens both said that Tony Musket has been doing better every day. And obviously, everyone has been kind of focused on Anthony Calandrea, the true freshman quarterback, who has done a good, solid job. Yes, he's had turnovers, but in the game against NC State, he learned how to respond from those turnovers compared to what he did against Maryland. He was able to lead a comeback before, unfortunately, those three late penalties. The curious thing will be, how does Tony Musket respond to coming back? I could argue that there's more pressure on Tony Musket now to perform than it was during the game against Tennessee, because now there's a true competition at quarterback. You're also going to have a lot of outside noise putting pressure on everyone when it comes to that quarterback battle. What is that saying? The most popular guy on grounds is always, or popular guy on campus is always, the backup quarterback. Well, this is where Virginia's at right now. And honestly, Tony Elliott and Des Kitchings both, you know, when asked if they were willing to play a two-quarterback system, they both said they're just going to do what it takes to win. So they didn't close the door on that. As far as what else we're looking at, I think Virginia's DB unit against BC's receivers obviously is going to be a battle when Tip Castellanos is going to want to throw the ball. But honestly, his legs is where I think Virginia will have to watch. He is a quarterback that can also hurt you with his legs. So you're looking at the linebacker group to really stop the run, which has been hit or miss for this Virginia defense in the course of the last two seasons. So those are kind of the main battles that we're looking for. Obviously, Virginia has been bit by the injury bug quite badly this season, and it continues to be that way. We're still waiting word if Ben Smiley will be ready for this game, and Josh Ahern. Both of those guys are probable and questionable. Josh Ahern for an undisclosed injury, while Ben Smiley is due to him going through concussion protocol. So expect a lot of true freshmen. As we wrote in Wahoo's 24/7 in two separate features today, one highlighting former four-star Cam Robinson and his story to get to Virginia, and also Dre Walker and the other freshmen in our separate freshman feature that we're running on Wahoo's 24/7. A lot of first years making some noise for UVA. So that's my quick rundown of what we expect from the game. And we're going to take a break. And on the way back, we're going to have AJ Black from Eagle Insider to talk about the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Good Old Podcast. I'm Jackie Franchulli for Wahoo's 24/7. And like I promised you guys on the Tuesday episode, we are joined by AJ Black from EagleInsider.com and 24/7 Sports. AJ, thank you so much for joining us to kind of preview the game between Virginia and Boston College.
Jackie, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to talk about this game and an interesting matchup between two teams that need a win.
Yeah, I mean, both of these teams are coming into this. You know, obviously Boston College has had two wins this year. Not convincing wins, but Virginia is looking for their first win. Before we kind of go into the nitty gritty here, AJ, what is the kind of energy around this program? You know, Tuesday, when we're recording this, the news of Alex Washington going into the portal. What is kind of the vibe around this program that's been struggling a little bit this season?
It's been inconsistencies in a few different areas for BC that's kind of bit them in various games. So the season open against NIU, they ran into penalties, and the offense couldn't sustain anything because they were always behind the sticks. They were, you know, they changed their quarterback from Emmett Moorhead, who many expected to be the starter, to Thomas Castellanos after just two series. And so their offense just never got clicking. Then their defense was on the field too long, and frankly, a bad NIU team beat BC. Then they go and they play Holy Cross, an FCS school who, you know, they're good in the FCS ranks. They took BC to the limit and should have won that game. They had the ball to win the win against BC. And again, it was penalties. Penalties and drops were a big issue through those first two games. Then they kind of put it all together against Florida State. And that's when, if you were watching that game, BC's defense looked good. You know, they didn't let up many explosives. They let up a couple touchdowns, but you'll take that when you play the Seminoles. And Thomas Castellanos, you know, I think he accounted for 400 yards a night. I think it was a couple touchdowns in that game. So you saw him really explode. But it was penalties. It was an incredible 18 penalties, a team record for penalties in that game that just doomed BC. BC should have won that game, but the penalties killed them. And then last week, it was a whole new disaster. It was the defense, which played well against Florida State, but they looked like they had cement in their shoes playing against Louisville, who was able to move up and down that field at will. And they made Jack Plummer look like a Heisman candidate out there. It was bad. It was a bad defensive outing. One of the worst I've ever seen as a BC covering BC, or even when I was at Boston College. I've been through some lean years with this team. So it was the defense, and there's a lot of concerns about that moving forward, because it wasn't just one position. It was the whole defense that really, they looked poor. They looked really poor.
Actually, that's going to my next question. The secondary did not look great in that team. And you have, you know, obviously we found out on Tuesday from Tony Elliott that Tony Muscat is going to be the starting quarterback, who is known for his accuracy and his strength as arm. Obviously, Anthony Colandre is the other option. If for some reason something happens and they need Colandre to go in, he's shown that he has an arm as well and big playmaking capabilities. This matchup seems on paper like the one that Virginia is going to start to target is by trying to pass the ball as much as possible to see if they can go one-on-one with these DBs in that secondary.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be the smart move after watching what they did last week. You saw BC's corners I've had people on my podcast, Locked On BC, a bunch. My co-writer on Eagle Insider, Mitch Wolf, who is so into watching the schemes and everything. And, you know, watching it back and talking with him about it, you know, the corners aren't instinctually knowing where to go. They're so locked into what am I supposed to do that they're missing that beat, that they need to be aggressive, that they need to be on top of things. So they're in their own head right now. And if, you know, I was surprised that UVA changed quarterbacks when you had a guy that could sling it. And you know, maybe he's not the most accurate quarterback in the world, but that was what beat BC bad last week. And you had someone who could do that. I'm not sure. I don't know much about Tony Muscat, but just based off what I saw against NC State, I thought, wow, that's going to be a tough matchup for Boston College if they played the way that they did this week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see Muscat. We actually don't know very much about him, to be fair. Granted, we know what we've seen from fall camp and we've heard, but he only played against Tennessee, and that's a hard game to really judge any quarterback,
right?
Especially when you go talent for talent. But speaking of quarterbacks, you mentioned Castellanos. You know, obviously he wasn't the expected starter coming into the season.
Right.
What has he brought to the offense, and how has the offense changed with him?
It's incredible. Thomas Castellanos joined BC in August. He was a late transfer for BC, meaning like he was with UCF up until spring practice. He was with UCF through their spring practices and joined BC over the summer. So when I heard he was coming, I was like, okay, you know, Moorhead was out there. They sent him to ACC media days. They sent him to, you know, every other press conference. You got a chance to talk to Emmett Moorhead. You know, you just felt as a reporter, like, oh, this is going to be the starting quarterback. And then the week before, Halfley came out and basically said that Emmett Moorhead's our starting quarterback. They pull him after 2 weeks, series of downs. And that was it. We haven't seen Emmett Moorhead other than garbage time last week. Castellanos is a completely different quarterback. And really what he does is a lot on his own. He improvises a ton, and he's utilizing a really good offensive line that it has rebounded big time from last year. I mean, BC's offensive line in 2022 was the worst in the country, bar none. But they went out, they got some transfers, including Logan Taylor from UVA, and they've rebuilt this line so that it's serviceable, and that's allowed him to kind of learn and get going. He's fast. He doesn't make a ton of mistakes, which is good. When he doesn't see a guy open, instead of trying to force it, he usually will just take it and run or check down. And he's explosive. With his arm and with his legs. So he's a very mobile quarterback. I mean, he had a 50 yard run against Florida State, 36 yard touchdown run against Louisville. He's done it all. And in a year where things are just kind of, it's not been pretty for BC. He's been the shining light. It's like when everything finally turns it around, like you're hoping that things turn it around for the program, he's going to be the guy, I think, that'll do it. Cause he's special. He's a quarterback that has that it factor, which, you know, if you're a stat person, it's hard to quantify what that means, but he has it. He's a winner. He makes everyone around him better.
So it's safe to say that this Boston College team will go as far as Castellanos will take on the offense. And that's basically what, you know, Boston College needs to do against Virginia, is rely on him. And especially, you know, one thing that Virginia has struggled a lot is with dual threat quarterbacks. Some of the, you know, they did a good job against Brendan Armstrong getting pressure on him for the first time this season. But again, he did manage to get some yards on the ground. Do you feel like that is the matchup on this side of the ball, is containing Castellanos for Virginia? And then for BC, he's the one that will kind of determine how well BC does.
Yeah. I mean, if it's hard to say, you know, when you watched a team last week, when BC let up 7 touchdowns in the first 7 drives to Louisville, it's hard to look at the offense and argue what they could have done. But it took about a quarter and a half for Castellanos to get going last week. And by that point, the game was completely over. I don't expect the defense, but I mean, they've surprised me every game so far. I don't expect them to struggle to the level that they did against Louisville. I think Louisville has a really good offense. No disrespect to UVA. They're at a different level than them, right? So the hope is that if Castellanos can get things going, that will allow the defense to get more into what they're doing, and that will get BC more in sync. I do think that, yeah, if he gets things going, this team will get going. But if he struggles, if UVA has watched something on film and have figured some things out about him, BC could be in big trouble.
So at the end of the day, for BC, what do they need to do, in your opinion, to take the win? And what is your prediction at the end of the day?
Okay, so they've got... it's been a frustrating year, and a lot of BC fans are really having a hard time with this team, because, you know, you went into the season with a schedule that looked winnable, that there was a lot of, you know, you avoided Clemson, you avoided Duke, Wake Forest, NC State, a lot of the bigger teams, and you're sitting at 1-3 right now with a loss to NIU. It's not good, right? So they've got to put together a complete game. We haven't seen that yet. And that means no 18 penalties like they had against Florida State, no 6 drops or 7 drops like they had last week or against NIU. And they've got to have their defense not come out and look flat-footed. You know, the one name that I think Virginia fans will want to watch for is Donovan Azaraku, who was all ACC this preseason as an edge rusher and has not done anything this year for BC. And it's been one of the biggest baffling mysteries, I would say, about this program. Is this is a guy that had 8.5 sacks last year for BC. I think he was second or third in the conference. He has 1 pressure in 4 games. He had no tackles. He had a whole bunch of zeros on his stat sheet last week. And that lack of pass rush has been a major issue, because everyone looks at that secondary and yeah, they didn't play well either. But the fact that Jack Plummer last week was able to just sit back and do what he wanted because there was no pass rush in his face, was more of a condemnation on the defensive line than the secondary. So BC has a star player that isn't playing like a star. It hasn't played, honestly, very well at all. That's a big issue. And if he plays well, then I think the team will get better. I am expecting chaos on Saturday. I think, you know, these are two teams that I feel like play weird football right now. And I don't know what to expect from BC because every week they come out and they do something that I don't expect them to do, whether it's slop or, you know, just mistakes, that kind of stuff. So I'm expecting a higher scoring game. I think BC probably will win because I think Castellanos is going to be the most talented player out there the way he's been playing lately. So with the home fields, I'll take BC maybe like 32-28.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. Like you said, it's chaos. It's like the Coastal remains in our hearts and minds with all the chaos shown in there in the ACC.
Yep.
So, but I appreciate you joining the show, AJ, to talk a little bit about Boston College and what to expect from the Eagles.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Jackie.
As always, I appreciate and AJ coming on to the show and any of our 24/7 publishers to kind of share their knowledge of the team that Virginia is facing. Now, of course, he gave his prediction. I'm just about to give you guys my prediction. I think the opposite. I think Virginia is able to secure their first win of the season. I think the point spread is right. I think Virginia will win by a field goal. It's going to be a close matchup. But I think Virginia, although they haven't secured a win, there has been enough of a progress or enough flashes that I think UVA, if they put it together, they can take a win. The only thing that I'm hesitant when I was making this prediction was this was going to be a road game. Now, the last win that Virginia had was on the road in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. So I still think that when you look at both teams and you see the trajectory of both teams, Boston College had a good somewhat outing against Florida State and had those penalties. But against Louisville, it felt like half the team didn't show up. And then again, in UVA, you saw steady progress from the Tennessee game where they were outplayed, JMU, where they let JMU come back by 11 points, Maryland, where they had that fourth quarter disaster. But then when you looked at NC State, yes, they came back and they were 36 seconds away from going to overtime. So I think you're seeing steady progress. So I'm going with who has a little bit more of the momentum in this game. I think it'll be a close one. But I am picking Virginia to take the win and make it the first win of the season. So again, we will be at Boston College. I'll be flying out there to Chestnut Hill to cover the game. We'll have full coverage on Wahoos 24/7 from interviews and post-game analysis. So we'll be right back here. Like I said, on Tuesday, we're going to do this every Tuesday and Thursday until we reevaluate with basketball coverage. We're going to be having a lot of women's and men's basketball coverage coming on the pod as well. So we'll have that coming up in about a week or two. So, but for that, we'll say goodbye for you for right now, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.